Wednesday morning. We're going to have our first Nebraska Cornhusker football ticket auction. And we're raising money for Teammates Mentoring Program of McCook Public Schools, and always do a phenomenal job of hooking kids up with mentors. And they're always looking for mentors all the time, that's for sure. Here to talk about it a little bit, Angela Wagner. She couldn't wait to get to the radio station this morning and her chance to get on air. How are you?
I'm good, Rich. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you very much for coming by. It's always a big event to do a Husker football ticket auction for teammates. You're a part of it. It's a pretty special group, isn't it?
Yeah, we are lucky enough to have this in our area. It is phenomenal what we're able to do for our young people. You know, just 30 minutes a week can make such a difference in a kid's life. And Teammates is spreading around the area. They have, they're in Maywood, you know, we've got Cambridge. So it's just such a good program. We're just so excited to be able to do this auction to raise money for our scholarships for our local mentees.
You're just one of a few that really helps put this thing together. And Marissa Hoynes there at the McCook Public Schools, once again, is your director, I do believe. Is that right?
Yep. She's our program coordinator. Yeah. Yep, she is.
But you have a board and everything that oversees everything, right?
Yes. We have several members in the community that are on the board. And we meet monthly to discuss opportunities, continue on recruiting mentors. We do have some mentees that are waiting. So it's just a great opportunity for anyone who has a little extra time, maybe wants to take half their lunch hour to make a difference. We're always looking for people to have the opportunity to come in and meet with us and get trained and then move on to be with those kids. It starts at fourth grade and it goes until they're a senior. You get to stay with the same individual throughout that time.
I've heard some incredible stories over the years of kids who have been mentors since these kids were elementary. They've gone through elementary, junior high, and high school, and they keep tabs even when they get in the college years as well.
Yes, they do. And we have a lot of, when you go to conference, we have mentees there with their mentors that speak about what a difference it makes in their lives and how it gives them that one person that's kind of out of the mix of the family and school that they can open up to. So,
and you mentioned there is a little training. Once again, you've expressed, hey, I'd like to be a mentor, a little training, get involved with that. And before too long, you're with your new mentor. You're a mentor to a child. It can be elementary, junior high, or even high school. Is that right?
That's correct. That's correct.
So please reach out if not one and would like to be one, got a little time, that would be appreciated, wouldn't it?
Yeah, we do have mentees that have signed up that are waiting for mentors. So yes, if you have the ability to just speak to a child for 30 minutes once a week, it, like I said, it can make a huge difference.
You've got a guest coming in here pretty soon, don't you? Tell us about that.
We do. So Corey Martin Craig is originally from Lincoln. He's a Lincoln native. He spoke at conference this year when we were there. We have asked him to come to our community. He is going to speak with the fourth and fifth grade, the junior high, and the high school all on Thursday, October 30th. Then in the evening, we are going to have a get-together, which will be at the McCook Memorial Auditorium. And it starts at 7 o'clock. Doors open at 6:30. We really encourage people to come because Corey is now, he was part of the Tom Osborne era when Tom and Nancy started this program. But like I said, he's a Lincoln native, but now he's an actor and motivational speaker. He's been featured in TV, Grey's Anatomy. Corey's coming to share his story about chasing his big dreams, learning from his mentor, which he has a great story about that, and finding success through goal setting. And he does work with kids. He has a comedy platform, and he works with kids that have issues with being confident in what they do or maybe have a little bit of autism or some behavioral, but the way he reaches out to them is amazing. And he's just such a good representative of what teammates can do for a child. And like I said, his story is amazing. You have to come listen.
Thursday, right?
Thursday night, yes, at the auditorium, 6:30. The doors open, but he will start at 7 o'clock. It'll be about an hour, hour and 15 minutes, so not a lot of time. But we really encourage the community to come out and check it out.
So it's open to everybody.
Open to everybody.
Very good. That'll be nice. That'll be neat.
Yeah, we're excited.
Let's talk about this Nebraska football ticket auction. We have four USC tickets for the big game in Lincoln coming up. I think it's a 6 o'clock kickoff on Saturday night in Lincoln. Four tickets, parking pass, and a few other extras along with it. You're telling me this morning.
Yeah. So teammates has booked a hotel for the package and also a fuel card. So we really want it to be an all-around experience. It's a Husker night game. Mm-hmm. Like, if you haven't been to a Husker night game, it's phenomenal. Now they have the droids and do all those extra things. So it's a blackout game. So everybody's going to be pumped up, especially after our win this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the next day is you fall back. I mean, you have
extra hour of sleep.
Yeah, you get an extra hour of sleep. So what better time to jump on and put your money in on the mm-hmm. auction to help fund scholarships for our local youth.
So there's a motel stay and a gas card to boot, right?
Yes. Yes, it is. Four tickets. So
wow. And a parking pass. So you can tailgate a little bit before the game.
Right.
You bet. So you're looking at why wouldn't you want that? That's a family deal. It's a family getaway for a Saturday, isn't it?
Exactly. Exactly.
So on Wednesday morning, starting bright and early at 6 a.m., I'm going to start taking those bids, that first bid. Once again, our last bidding will come right before the open line program at about 9 o'clock. We've been doing this for a long time, for years and years, and always have a lot of fun, and it's all for a great cause.
Exactly. We were excited to do the scholarships in April for our local youth, and we had tagged some funds that we had raised through the big give and auction so that we could give back to our community, because that's what we're about. Our youth do a lot for our community, and we want to be able to help them as they chase their dreams.
All right, so coming up 2 days on Wednesday, we want to have a few days to promote this, get the word out, and then you can make plans. Hopefully you have the highest bid. You can take you and three other, your friends, your family members, whoever, with a gas card, four tickets, parking pass, and a place to stay for the night.
Exactly, yes.
That's awesome. Why wouldn't anybody want to do that?
I don't know. Yeah. I would be all for that.
Exactly
too.
Right. Exactly.
Finding
right.
a room in Lincoln, especially on a night game, is tough.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, very, very tough. It's almost impossible, to be honest with you, unless you booked it like months in advance.
Right.
So super. That's going to be a lot of fun coming up on Wednesday. And again, all the proceeds will go to teammates. So folks have any questions, more information about teammates, want to get involved, who can they call?
They can call any number of people we have. You could call the local school system. Marissa, of course, is located at Central Elementary. I work at M&B Bank. You can reach out to me. Again, Angela Wagner. Or you can just, I guess, talk to one of the administrators at mm-hmm. the school.
Yeah.
They'll get a name to one of us to set you up and get you started. Even if you want to just visit about what type of things you're mm-hmm. able to do. Like I said, you can play games, you can talk. Just we have lots of opportunities and items that you can do together. One gal is bringing a sewing machine this week so she can help with her teammate. They want to make a pillow. So it's just great, all the ideas that the mentors come up with to help initiate and get their students excited.
Sky's the limit on what you can, have in common with your kid with this.
It's, right.
That's going to be a lot of fun, you bet.
Yeah.